Good afternoon. It's 5:04. I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. More debate watch parties taking place tonight in Woodbury County. The first night is over. Tonight, it is on to round two in Detroit. Center stage will feature former Vice President Joe Biden, who promises not to be as polite as he was during the last debate. Last night drew a bold line between moderates and progressives on stage. Supporters of Biden and Kamala Harris plan to gather in Sioux City. There's also a watch party event at the Eclipse Nightclub and Cabaret. That's according to the Facebook page for the Woodbury County Democratic Party. The ousted Iowa Department of Human Services director will pursue a wrongful termination lawsuit. Jerry Foxhoven claims he was let go after objecting to a pay arrangement for the governor's deputy chief of staff. Governor Reynolds would not elaborate on the situation except to say she decided to go in a different direction. And the Iowa Lottery posted record results for the last fiscal year that ended at the end of June. Lottery officials say sales, prizes to players, and retail commissions all set records for the year. Preliminary figures released today show the lottery generated about $93 million in proceeds to state causes. The sales record was more than $390 million, while prizes to players totaled a record of almost $242 million. Lottery sales commissions to local retailers that sell tickets totaled $25.5 million. And sales increased about 5.5% from the year before. Scratch game sales in the state also set records each year since the fiscal year 2015 and did so again this last year at more than $250 million. That's a lot of numbers. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.